anyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
We continue on with the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's talk a little bit about a big win for Michigan Tech on Saturday night. Boy, it was a lot of fun watching this game. I know the fans were incredible. The alumni event that took place earlier in the afternoon. And then everybody came to the game. And, boy, when Tech scored goals, it felt like we were almost at home. It was really nice.
We've had some great turnouts on the road this year. You know, you look at our last couple roads, last three, really. I mean, I guess we were at Bowling Green, good turnout. Arizona, fantastic turnout. Joe Louis Arena, great turnout there. So it's incredible. East Lansing this year, it seems like wherever we go, We've got a fantastic turnout, and it's great to see. So, but, yeah, you could hear the chants there late in the third period, the Let's Go Tech and whatnot. And even people, told me they could hear it on the radio. They just loved it at home when they're listening. So, great day. I had an alumni event Gary Shuchuk, our assistant coach, was over there and rallying the troops. So I think it's good for our fans to see other voices and faces of our program besides me all the time, So they don't need to see me, all the time. It's good to have somebody else there. But anyway, we are ready to go. And again, I really like how our team prepares to play games.
So here we are, Coach. We're ready to go, and we give up a goal 45 seconds in, and I'm thinking in my back of my little brain, this is going to be okay because we seem to do well after we give up an early goal. But Dufour with a nice
face
shot.
Face off to the right of Jamie Phillips. No score. Mercier taking the draw against Lucchini. One clip and score! Oh, they won it cleanly. And right over the shoulder of Jamie Phillips. It's an early 1-0 lead for Bowling Green.
Well, that's just a lost draw, right, Coach?
Yeah, it is. And, and Alex Gillies was trying to do a great job to get out there, and it actually went off him and up and over Jamie. So, but we almost every pre-scout video we would show some face-offs, and we went over a lot of them against Bowling Green. They have a lot of different looks, and face-offs important, and I thought we did a much better job the second night than we did the first night, and it was just one of those things where Jake got cleaned. And it's interesting, we talked to him this week a little bit about one of his biggest adjustments coming out of junior hockey, and he just said face-offs, how strong guys are and how different and techniques and that in BC Junior League. He said you just go in there and just put your stick in there and try and win it every time. Yeah. Just try and draw it back. There's no whether you try to raise a guy's stick or thinking about which way you want to draw the puck, anything's like that. But it's not just the center though on face-offs, it's everybody's got to get involved and know their assignment. And it's just one of those plays where it's bang bang, and from time to time you'll see that. And I just like our response from after that goal.
The Husky killer, as I call him, Kevin Dufour, gets the goal. Mercier gets the assist on the drawback, and for the most part we kept Dufour at check all weekend, but he did score a nice goal there. But we get a great one. Brent Baltus again very late in the period at the 19:52 mark. Makes me look bad by thinking that he's going to shoot before he did.
And cleared up to center ice again, and the Huskies force the turnover. 2-on-1 with 10 seconds left. Baltus shoots, makes a move, scores! Brent Baltus with an unbelievable goal, and the Huskies have tied this up with 8 seconds left to go in the period.
Just an incredible move, and I told Brent after the game, I said, you really made me look bad on that one. Great move, right down below the goal line, and waited the goaltender Chris Nell right out. And Brent Baltus, one of my favorite players out there. I just think he's a great guy, and it's so much fun to watch when he's kind of in the zone, Coach.
Well, no question about it. And he's like we've talked before, he's one of those players you really happy for him when he has success because he works so hard, and he's such a good team player, and good for him. And I thought it was a real good play in the neutral zone. Chris Leibringer, you won't see his name on the score sheet on this one, but did a real good job in the neutral zone standing up and separating one of their players from the puck. Alex Gillies gets a puck and headmans it quickly, and now we're on a two-on-one. And here's that situation. We talked about how the defensemen seem to really shade the player without the puck on a two-on-one, and the BG guy just drifted right over to Gillies, and Baltus made a good play, froze the goalie a little like Patan or Lesperon said the night before, dropped a shoulder. Didn't go all the way around the net, though, just went in behind the goaltender, came back in near side and put it in the net, and big goal. And oh yeah, the boys were all over him all night about that one. He's gonna take a ribbon for that one for a while. So they were pretty excited. But big goal, and we had a good first period. We outshot him 15-8, out attempted him in the period. I thought we did a lot of real good things. And again, our guys were ready to play in a big game.
Brent Baltus from Alex Gillies, again, late in the period, 19:52, and the Huskies go into the intermission tied up 1-1. We go to the second period. Reed Sturrows, maybe the goal, well, I don't think maybe, the goal of the weekend, unbelievable.
He'll send it over now for Walker. Oh, Ernst is going to shoot, blocked in front by Sturrows. Sturrows brings it up. It's 2-on-1 for the Huskies, shorthanded Sturrows with Stamen. Sturrows shoots, scores! Reed Sturrows with the goal for the Huskies! A shorthanded Michigan Tech leads it 2-1.
You know, I was trying to think if I had ever seen that before. I think I've seen it before, but it's been a long time, and you just don't see that very often in the game of hockey, shorthanded by two guys and scoring a goal. That's it's just something that you'll remember. And another guy that's been, you know, struggling to put the puck in the net, nice to see Reed get one.
Well, he has been, and it's interesting because we had a pregame meeting, you know, about noon, 12:30 that day, and for some reason, I talked a little bit about Reed in front of the team, and you know, and I told Reed, you know, and he's such a good team guy also, and we just talked about how, you know, he's going to play and just to go out and enjoy the game, and talked about how much teammates appreciate him and for what he does and whatnot, and then to go out and see him score that goal. I mean, our guys were just thrilled. He's got some nickname, Rod. I don't know why they call him Rod, but anyway, they were happy for Reed, and you know, good play. You know, 5-on-3, 1-1 game, big situation. You know, and I thought we did a good job of killing penalties all weekend, but we won the special team battle on the weekend and in this game, and you need to do that. If you can do that, you got a good chance to win. But our penalty killers did a great job on the 5-on-3, just keeping the puck to the outside, staying in lanes, using good sticks, so there was no passing lanes available there. And Reed just stayed in line with that shot and blocked it, and their guy sort of came in to play it and fell down, and now we have a 2-on-1. And Reed, again, did a great job. You notice their defenseman fades over to Dylan Steam and lets Reed walk right in on his offside. So now he's even got a better shooting angle. And he walked in and ripped that one top shelf right over Nell's
Was that
glove.
Short side? No, glove side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he looked like he's a 50-goal scorer on that. I mean, he walked in and there was no hesitation by Reed. There was no, I mean, he had a stick up in the air and his hands up in the air before he even shot it. He knew he was going to put it in. And you have to have that confidence like that you're going to score. And that was a goal, and happy for Reed, but a big goal for our team, and we still had 30 some seconds of 5-on-3 to kill, so you gotta regroup and refocus after that. But a huge turning point in the game, and our penalty killers, you know, we only gave up two shots against on five. They had five power plays on Saturday night, and we actually had two shots on goal ourselves and a shorty. So it was a great performance by our penalty killers on Saturday night and really the whole weekend.
You know, watching the replay on the highlights on that, the video on it, and I don't know if it's one of Reed's family members or what, but as he's coming down the ice, there's one person standing up and going like this before the puck even went on the end, had his hands in the air, and then of course when the puck went in,
it's probably his mom, you know,
maybe.
Just, you get really
but
excited,
it was just really neat. I just thought that was cool and good for Reed. So unassisted goal, and when I you know, to be able to get enough speed to get enough separation from when it blocking that shot flat-footed like that.
Well, exactly. Well, their guy lost their balance a little bit. I think when the shot was blocked, their defenseman decided to come, maybe go in and play it, and then I think at the last moment knew he wasn't going to get there, so he tried to go back, and Reed had already had a step on him, and he fell, so that which created the 2-on-1, and a huge goal, and again, I can't say enough about our penalty killers, and so happy for Reed.
All right, so then we get another special teams goal, this time on the power play. Alex Patan, who's got like 12 games in a row now where he's scored a point in the WCHA. Shane Hanna gets the assist on the power play.
Power play for the Huskies, 2-1 the score. Back to the point shot, scores! It went in! Patan with the goal! As he shot it